This is Reading Lesson 15. Read number 1.
Caldare.
Number 2 is a very common greeting. It's from Arabic, so the
N
has a vowel sound. The ye makes the shorter E sound. Read number 2.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Number 3 begins with a new letter,
khin,
followed by a ye. This letter makes a sound that doesn't exist in English. Listen and repeat number 3.
Khin. Khin.
The
khin
resembles the letter sin, except it has a dot above and below. Read number 4.
Khaza. Khaza.
Number 5 shows this letter in medial position. Try to read number 5.
Pakhto.
You can recognize this letter by the alignment of the dots above and below. In number 6, it's in final position. Read number 6.
Pokh.
Number 7 begins with a
zwat,
which is yet another letter that sounds like a Z. It looks like a swat, but with a dot above. Try to read number 7.
Zid. Zid.
Read the 2 words in number 8.
Zama. Zarar.
Number 9.
Khar.
In number 10, the
zwat
is in final position. Read number 10.
Bughz.
In number 11, you see this letter in medial position. Read number 11.
Ramzan.
Look at number 12. Remember that the combination of a waw preceded by a zwar makes an ow sound, like in the word how. With this in mind, try to read number 12.
House.
Number 13.
Mazmun.
14.
Imza.
Number 15 starts with the letter
Dal,
which is another letter that makes a D sound. Try to read number 15.
Deer.
This letter is a non-connector and maintains its shape in all positions. In number 16, you'll see both D's. The new letter D looks like a dal, but with a circle on the bottom. Read the words in number 16.
Dol. Dal.
Number 17 shows the dal in medial and initial position. The last letter is the feminine ye. Read number 17.
Dodai.
Number 18.
Dund.
In number 19, the sound of the nun in the second word blends with the ge. Read number 19.
Taswamung sara.
Try to read number 20. There's a hamza over the final ye.
Dodai khurai.
This is the end of Reading Lesson 15.